Broadcasting? Both? Excellent. All right. Good afternoon. It is approximately 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 9th of 2022. This is a Public Service Commission meeting in the Public Service Commission hearing room on the 12th floor at the State Capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct a public hearing on proposed changes to the Commission's administrative rules. If an interested person would like to provide remote input during the hearing, call 701-328-4081 to be placed on a list. Do we have that number on the screen too listed so that if somebody was to be watching online, they could see it? Okay, thanks, Matt. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, Chair of the Public Service Commission. With me today are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Huffert. Would either of you like to make any opening comments?
I do not have any.
I do not either.
Okay. All right, then, the rules of this case being heard today. The rules case being heard today is case number GS-21-442, section 6909-0302, pipeline safety. The purpose of this amendment is to adopt by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, otherwise known as PHMSA. This rule change adopts amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since August 20th of 2020, current to December 1st of 2021. The proposed change is not expected to have an impact on the regulated community in excess of $50,000. The Commission has scheduled this public hearing to allow everyone the opportunity to submit information or comments concerning the adoption of proposed changes to the North Dakota Administrative Code. All comments received at this public hearing will be considered by the Commission together with all other written comments received. Written comments may be submitted until the close of business on March 21st of 2022. The Public Service Commission will consider all comments received and address the comments in its written decision. Anyone may request a copy of the decision, and it will be provided via email or regular mail. The decision and all other filings in this case will also be available on the Commission's website at psc.nd.gov. This hearing is being broadcast over the internet and is also being electronically recorded. Everyone will be given the opportunity to speak. Please identify yourself for the record before you speak, and please speak slowly and clearly. If you have a prepared statement, a written copy of your statement is appreciated and will be helpful. There's also a sheet at the table. For this case, please sign the sheet. I will now open the hearing for comments. Does anyone wish to testify on case number GS-21-442 concerning the proposed rules? Excellent. You can come on up and grab any mic and turn it on. Thank you.
Is this where we turn on the bright, hot light?
Yes.
I can feel it. My name is Caleb Simberger. I'm the program manager of the Public Service Commission's Gas Pipeline Safety Program. The purpose of this testimony is to describe the proposed administrative rule changes pertaining to pipeline safety. Under North Dakota Administrative Code, Chapter 69-09-03, the Commission adopts by reference the most recent amendments to pipeline safety regulations adopted by the United States Department of Transportation, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, also known as PHMSA. The proposed rule change adopts by reference amendments to safety regulations that have been adopted by PHMSA since August 20th of 2020, current to December 1st, 2021, for gas pipeline safety, liquefied natural gas, facility safety, and hazardous liquids pipeline safety. This concludes my testimony.
Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Caleb? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. Does anyone else wish to testify? There's nobody else in the room. Are there any people on the phone?
There are not.
All right.
That's pretty persuasive.
Jack, do we need to allow any additional time?
No, we don't.
Okay. I will now close the hearing on case number GS-21-442. All of the comments provided in writing through the close of business March 21st will be considered and discussed in our decision. Any changes made to proposed rules due to the Commission's review of comments received or the Commission's discussion will be explained in the written decision. The record will remain open until March 21st. The hearing for case number GS-21-442 is now closed. Do we have to separate these?